God knows what is best, November 7. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous, nevertheless afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. God knows what is for our best good. The peculiar discipline to which we are subject is discipline to bring out not the worst and most unlovely traits of character, but the meekness and loveliness of Christ, developing the precious graces of Christ. You need to learn in Christ's school to become Christ-like. God adapts His grace to the peculiarities of each one's necessities. My grace is sufficient for thee. As your burden grows heavier, look up and by faith cling more firmly to the hand of Jesus, your mighty helper. As difficulties thicken about His people amid the perils of the last days, He sends His angels to walk all the way by our side, drawing us closer and still closer to the bleeding side of Jesus. And as the greater trials come, lesser trials are forgotten. You must remain pure and true and firm, remembering your character is being imprinted upon the books of heaven. There is no circumstance or place or difficulty or hardship where we cannot live beautiful lives of Christian fidelity and approved conduct. Victory is not found in shunning trials, getting rid of them, but in meeting them heroically, enduring them patiently. Everyone will meet with trials. If you look to Jesus, if you believe in Him as your personal Savior, you will be brought through every trial, and enduring these trials with patience, you will become stronger to endure the next test, the next trial. It is only the narrowness of our vision that prevents us from discerning God's loving kindness in the discipline to which He subjects His church, as well as in the great blessings which He provides. In all times of distress and confusion, God is a sure refuge to His people. In the shadow of His protection they may safely keep His way. In the affliction designed to purify them, the power of the gospel is to be their consolation. In His sure word they have a fortress.